Lieber Brothers Company, makers of Swan, the soap with the exclusive Super Cream Blend, presents...
Our friend, Swan,
with my friend, Irma.
Starring Marie Wilson as Irma and Kathy Lewis as Jane.
Friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgotten, theirs will still be hot. My friend Irma.
You know, so many times we run into that old controversial subject, who is the more intelligent, man or woman? Now, me, Jane Stacy, I like to stick up for us gals. As an example of woman's intelligence, I invariably point to Madame Curie, Queen Victoria, Dorothy Parker. I think I'm doing all right until the opposition nods knowingly in the direction of Irma Peterson. And suddenly the ball game is over. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I love Irma Peterson. But there are times when... Well, for instance, last night, Irma was reading a book. She read it through once, and then I noticed that she started on the back page and seemed to be reading toward the front. Honey.
What is it, Jane?
You know, you read that book through once. What's the idea of reading it backwards?
Well, I want to be fair. After all, there are two sides to every story.
See what I mean? This goes on every day, and I'm certain that on this lovely Saturday afternoon, it's not going to be any different. But I promised to meet Irma for lunch, so I better call her.
Hello? Mr. Clyde's office.
Hi, honey. You through for the day?
Almost, Jane. Do you know where I can find a Canadian stamp?
Why do you want a Canadian stamp?
Well, Mr. Clyde dictated a letter, and he wants me to mail it to Canada right away.
Look, sweetie, just put a United States stamp on it.
Will it get there, Jane?
Sure, I have pull in Washington. Sweetie, where do you want to meet me?
Well, how about 49th and 6th? You know, the corner where the fat policeman stands.
The fat policeman?
Yes, you know, the one who always says, "Hello, Irma, are you still lost?"
Oh, oh yeah, that one.
Oh, he's so nice, and he's interested in my health, too.
He is?
Yes, he keeps saying, "Kid, you've been standing in the sun too long."
All right, sweetie, all right. I'll meet you there in a few minutes. Bye.
Goodbye.
All right, hold on there. Hold on. Oh, hello, Irma. It's you. You still lost?
Oh, hello, officer. I was just telling my girlfriend about you.
Well, that's nice. You better cross now. The light's green.
Thank you.
Don't mention it. Just keep out of the sun.
I will. Oh, there's my girlfriend, Jane. Jane.
Hello, honey.
Well, shall we just walk, do a little window shopping?
All right, Jane. Oh, look, Jane, isn't that cute? The kids are making Nan out of snow.
Yeah. You know, there are times when I think the man I'm in love with is made out of the same material.
Oh, Jane, you just got the blues because Richard hasn't proposed yet.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, Jane, I don't think you're handling him right. I think Richard needs some competition, something to make him jealous.
For instance?
Well, get some other girls to go out with him.
What?
Well, then he'll see how much better you are than the others.
Oh, sweetie, I've already used more tricks than Houdini. There's nothing a girl can do. It's a man's world.
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when I feel like this, I wish I was born a man.
Not me. I wouldn't want to be born a man.
Why not?
Well, I'd look so silly dancing with Al.
Oh, Irma, don't be ridiculous. Irma, look ahead of you. There's an open manhole.
I've been down there. There's nothing to see. Jane?
What, honey?
Look at that window. Isn't that a beautiful bridal gown?
Yeah. It's very lovely. Come on, honey.
Oh, wait a minute, Jane. Gee, what a beautiful gown. And that girl in the window is certainly lucky.
Irma, she's just a dummy.
Well, what does she care as long as her husband loves her? Oh, Jane, I'd give anything in the world to be a bride.
Well, there stands Irma gazing pathetically at the bridal gown. I can tell by the expression on her face that she's picturing herself on her wedding day. She's just beaming with pride. Must be standing at the altar with Al. Now she's shaking her head up and down. Must be saying, I do. No, there's a fly on her nose. Now she's extending her finger for the wedding band, and she's holding it up and admiring it. I don't know what kind of a wedding band it can be, but if Al gave it to her, it must say Corona, Corona. Sweetie, I hate to interrupt your daydreams, but we've got to be getting along.
All right, Jane, but first I'd like to put a deposit on that bridal gown.
Irma Peterson, how many times have I told you a bridal gown is the last thing a girl has to worry about?
The last?
Yes, the first thing is a man.
I can be a bride. I have Al.
Yeah, you have Al. You know, Irma, all brides go to their weddings with four things. Something old and something new, something borrowed and something blue. To this, you are adding a fifth thing.
What?
Something unemployed.
So what?
Well, Irma, you can't be happy with a man who can't give you the things that go with a home. For instance, furniture, a refrigerator, vacuum cleaner, dishes.
Yes, I guess Al could never make it on his unemployment check.
That's right. Well, come on, honey, let's have lunch.
No, I'm too sad to have lunch. I'm going to be an old maid. I'm going to go home.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll rejoin Marie Wilson as My Friend Irma right after these messages.
Dimension X.
George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Hopalong Cassidy.
Edgar Bergen.
The Shadow.
John and Blanche Bickerson.
The Whistler.
Choose from among thousands of downloadable old-time radio shows and spoken word titles at
MediaBay.com.
The best voice on the net.
Yeah.
And now, let's rejoin Marie Wilson and Kathy Lewis in My Friend Irma.
Hello? Oh, hello, Richard. No, Jane went off to do some shopping. I'm here alone. Huh? No, I'm not frightened. I've been alone before when there was no one with me. Well, that's a good idea. I'll turn on the radio for company. Yes, goodbye, Richard.
Listen, ladies, have you ever wished you might be a bride?
Oh, yes, I have.
You have? Then this program is going to make it possible for some lucky girl to have everything she'll ever need for that honeymoon cottage. Furniture, a refrigerator, a vacuum cleaner, a washing machine.
Dishes?
And, oh, yes, a complete set of dishes. Say nothing of some silverware. And now listen carefully, and I'll tell you how you can participate in our show. You have a pencil ready?
Can I use a fountain pen instead?
Or a fountain pen. Now, all you have to do is write a letter to this station and state in 25 words or less why you want to be a bride. It's very simple. Just 25 words beginning, I want to be a bride because...
I want to be a bride because...
Now, please understand, this is not a contest. We merely select the six most interesting letters, and our studio audience will then choose the lucky couple. Please mail your letters to Lucky Couple. So until next week, this is Freddie Flip saying wedding bells to you all, and I do mean you all.
I want to be a bride because... Come in.
It's only me, Professor Kropotkin. Hello, Irma, darling.
Oh, Professor, why are you limping?
Oh, my room is so dark, I keep falling over everything.
Well, why don't you turn on the lights?
I can't stand the sight of that place. Irma, where's Janie?
Oh, she's out. Oh, Professor, I'm so excited. Can you give me 25 words why a person should get married?
No, but I got plenty of words about why you shouldn't. What's it all about, Irma?
Well, I have to write a letter. I want to be a bride because, and if they select my letter, I get a refrigerator, a furniture, a vacuum cleaner, everything to make the house perfect.
And Al will be your husband?
Naturally.
This you call perfect?
Well, Professor, would you help me write the letter?
Help you?
Yes, you were once married. What made you get married?
A weakness in my character.
Oh, all you men say that. But wasn't there something that made you feel wonderful in 25 words?
Listen, Irma, darling, with my wife, 25 words was just a breathing spell. You know, she once stopped talking for 5 seconds. We all thought she had lockjaw. No, Irma, I refuse to be accessory to this crime. Besides, I have to get back to my room. I'm having a fight with Mrs. O'Reilly.
What about?
I told her there's mice in my room as big as dogs.
What's she doing about it?
She wants to charge me extra for running a kennel club. Well, goodbye, Irma. Write your letter and good luck.
I want to be a bride because it's the only way for a girl to be married. No. I want to be a bride because that's all a girl has to look forward to, and I've been looking so long my two eyes are tired. Oh, shucks, that's 26 words. I'll make it just one eye. Oh, now let's see. I want to be a bride. I want to be a bride.
Well, honey.
I want to be a bride.
I want to be one, too, but I don't use up all this paper. Irma, what have you done to my stationery? What are you doing?
Oh, Jean, did you ever hear of a program called Lucky Couple?
Yeah. Yeah, you mean the one in which you write in why you want to be a bride in 25 words, and if you're the lucky couple, they furnish your home for you?
Yes, and, oh, Jean, I'm not good at it. Would you write the letter for me?
Well, honey, do you really think if Al got all those things, he'd marry you?
Of course.
You know, it would be very interesting to find out what Al would do if his back were against the wall. Okay, sweetie, all right, I'll write your letter for you.
Oh, Jane, no girl ever had a better friend. Uh-huh. And I'll get Al in the mood by making him a wonderful dinner tonight.
Well, Irma, I know the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, but are you sure you know the road? I mean, well, you know, you very seldom cook.
Oh, I know, but I think this is a time to start, and I've been memorizing a recipe. I'm going to the store right now.
To buy what?
The white of an egg. The ones we have here, they won't do. They all have a yellow center.
The three of us have just finished the first dinner Irma ever cooked, and I must say I am positively speechless. Not only did Irma look adorable, but she made a dinner that was fit for a king. And Al ate it like a king. King Henry VIII. And then for dessert, she served those cute little Chinese fortune cookies. But she'd removed the original prophecies and replaced them with little slips of paper, which read, "If you don't get married right away, you'll drop dead." Oh, it's a subtle kid, that Irma. But if she can get Al to agree to marry her this way or any other way, it's okay by me. I'll be happy to write the letter if she can get Al to say the word. Honey.
Yes, Jane?
You know, I simply must tell you that was the most delicious dinner I've ever eaten. Right, Al?
Oh, the best.
Oh, thank you, Al. I'm glad to hear you say that because I realize how important cooking is in marriage. You see, married people eat twice as much as single people because there's two of them.
Wait a minute, Irma. Did you invite me to this dinner so I'd propose?
Yes, Al.
Well, chicken, I don't think that's fair of you. I should at least have been given the right to choose my food.
What do you mean, Al?
Well, any guy about to walk the last mile always has the right to pick his own menu.
Look, Al, you can stall Irma, but you can't stall me. Now, there's a chance. It may be slim, but it's a chance for you and Irma to win all the things necessary to furnish a home.
Huh?
Well, I'm going to write a letter for Irma in 25 words, why she wants to be a bride, and send it to the Lucky Couple program.
Can't be done.
Why not?
Well, what would you write about? I mean, naturally, you'd write that Irma wants to be a bride because she's met a nice guy, a man of sterling character, a gentleman, a deep thinker. Personally, I don't think you can do me justice in 25 words.
If she does win, will you go through with it?
You know, Jane, if you worked half as hard on Richard as you do on me, you'd have been married 10 years ago.
Look, now, Al, you're the one that Irma wants, and I want to see her happy. Now, what do you say?
Well, putting it like that, there's only one man who can advise me.
Who, Al?
Who else but... Hello, Joe. Al, got a problem. Irma and I are going on a radio program. Huh? No, Joe, not it pays to be ignorant. Now, this is called the Lucky Couple Program, dedicated to making happy marriages. Joe, want to ask you a personal question. What do you think of marriage? Uh-huh. 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 Mm-hmm. You love it? You think it's a wonderful institution? You think it's swell? And it's the best thing... Oh, your wife is sitting on your lap and she sends her regards too. Gotcha, Joe. Goodbye. Man's no help. He's trapped himself.
Well, Al, what do you say?
Okay, you write the letter and I'll go through with it.
Well, I finally got the letter out. I believe I rewrote it 18 times because every time I tried to describe Al, I was sure it wouldn't go through the mails. So I just kept playing around till I got 25 words that seemed to make a little sense, and I signed Irma's name and I sent it off. Well, you can imagine what Irma's been going through since then. Every morning, Irma's been running downstairs to meet the mailman. She brings him little cookies. Once, I believe I overheard her asking him if he had any socks that needed darning. Then she comes up and she waits by the phone. Once the phone rang at the same time that the mailman knocked, and it was as close as Irma ever came to doing a split. Well, this has just been going on for days, and I don't think I can take it much longer. Honey.
Yes, Jane.
Look, why don't you just forget about that lucky couple program? I'm sure that if you'd won, you would have been notified by now.
Oh, vacuum cleaners, refrigerators, washing machines. No wonder couples don't have many children today. They spend all their time in hardware stores. Oh, maybe that's a milkman with a special. Come in.
Hiya, chicken.
Oh, it's you, Al.
No news today from the program, huh?
No, Al, I guess we're just not the kind of people who get things easy. We can only get them by working for them.
Chicken, don't be vicious. Hey, maybe the letter Jane wrote wasn't good enough. Huh?
Now, listen, Al, I made such a gentleman out of you in that letter, your own family would take you back.
Well, what's the use? Let's not spill milk on each other and cry. Take me to a movie.
Okay, chicken, get your hat.
Hello? Who? Irma Peterson. Yeah, Irma, it's for you.
Thanks. Hello? Yes, this is Irma Peterson. Who is this? Lucky Couple Program? I did? Oh, thank you. Oh, Al, they liked the letter. Yes? Oh, sure, we'll come to your studio. And believe me, I'm so happy I'll tell all my friends to eat the dog biscuits you advertise. Oh, I mean, goodbye.
Jacob, we did it. Hey, you know, it'll feel kind of nice being married.
Now, listen, Al, you haven't won yet. You still have to appear on the program and compete with the five other couples, you know.
Five other couples?
Yes, Al, they ask us questions. But I'm not worried. You always know what to do in an emergency. Like the time in the restaurant when you didn't have any money.
Oh, that was... that was nothing.
Well, not everyone would have known how to get amnesia so fast.
Hello, Jane.
Hello, Richard. What a pleasant surprise.
Thank you. Hello, Irma. Al?
Hi.
Say, you two look kind of excited.
Oh, Irma and Al are going to be on that Lucky Couple radio program tonight. You know, where the winners receive a house completely furnished?
Oh, yes. I've heard it many times.
I bet if you and Jane went on, you'd win.
Yes, I suppose.
Oh, I know Jane wouldn't mind marrying you. She told me so many times.
Irma...
Well, Jane, you did, and even in your sleep...
Irma, don't you think you better go? You and Al will be late.
Yeah, that's right, chicken. We better hurry. Come on.
We'll listen in.
Gee, Jane, I wish it was television, and then I'd be able to see you, and I wouldn't be nervous.
How's that again? Oh, never mind. The only thing I can say is good luck, honey, and we'll be sitting here pulling for you.
Thanks, Jane.
Come on, chicken. Take my arm, baby. Who knows? Pretty soon, you may be Mrs. Al.
Gee, Al, I wonder how the other couples are making out.
Don't worry about them, chicken. We'll be called into the studio next. Now, we got to make a good impression so we get the most applause.
Well, I'm awful nervous.
Well, just control yourself and answer the questions.
What do they usually ask?
Well, they'll ask your age. You say 22.
22.
Then they'll want to know how many children we would like. You say 3 or 4.
3 or 4.
Then they ask you why you picked me to be your husband. Now, here you got to lay it on thick, because they like it romantic.
Well, what do I say?
Oh, gooey stuff. Like, I got the habits of Lincoln, the charm of Casanova, the smile of Mona Lisa, and I'm built like an ox.
Habits of Lincoln, the charm of Casanova, smile of Mona Lisa, and built like an ox.
You got it?
Got it.
All right, folks, come in the studio. Your interview is next.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard our fourth couple, and here are the next contestants. Let's give them a great big hand, huh? That's it. That's fine. Thank you.
Richard, will you turn the radio up a little more? I want to be sure to hear everything.
All right, Jane.
And now, folks, for our next lucky couple. Miss, I see your name is Irma Peterson. Your age?
3 or 4.
What?
I'm just a little nervous.
Well, now, don't be nervous. Just relax. After all, there are only 15 million people listening to you. Now, tell us, when you marry this gentleman at your side, how many children would you like to have?
22. I'm getting everything backwards.
Now, just take your time, miss, because this is the important question.
I think I'm ready for this one.
Good. Now, tell our audience why you selected this young man as the man of your dreams.
Well, he has the smile of an ox, habits of Casanova, and he's built like Mona Lisa. Well, what's the matter, Al? Oh, I know I left out Lincoln.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Next contestants, please.
But, mister, don't you want to ask me any more
questions? Next contestants, please.
Oh, poor Irma. Oh, and she tried so hard. Richard, why didn't Al talk? You know, he knows that Irma gets excited. Oh, I'll have an unhappy girl on my hands tonight.
Say, I think I see them coming up the street now.
How do you know it's Irma and Al?
Well, the fellow's walking on the inside.
That's them. Well, I'd better try and cheer her up some way. Put the radio on, huh? Get some music.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our pot of cash feature. If you're home when we call your phone number, all you have to do is answer the phone and we give you $10,000. There goes the wheel. The first name is Irma Peterson, and we're ringing her now.
Irma Peterson? Yes, they're ringing us.
Hello, Jane.
Answer the phone. Answer the phone, Irma. It's a radio show, and they want to give you...
Nothing doing. They made a fool of me once tonight. They won't do it again. I'm going to bed. Good night.
Well, I'm sorry you weren't in, Miss Peterson. Sorry you weren't in.
And you know, even when she is in, there's nobody home. When you're dealing with my friend Irma.